years of research here at BWS, we've finally discovered something better than beer. It's beer on sale. Though sadly, some doubt the validity of our discovery. So to prove it, we asked a man on the street. Excuse me, sir, what do you prefer, beer or beer on sale?
Beer on sale, obviously. I mean, who would ask?
There you have it. Conclusive evidence. Visit BWS for something better than beer. 20% off beer when you buy two or more select cases. Drink responsibly. Conditions apply.
The Rush Hour for everything sport. Powered by Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
The preliminary finals have arrived. The Melbourne Storm v the Cronulla Sharks. An hour, 40 minutes from kickoff. Liam Flanagan here, joined by a man who knows exactly what it's like to be 80 minutes away from a grand final. Mark Guile, good evening, MG.
Oh, the anticipation is dawning. It's unbelievable. These players must be going through at the moment. As you mentioned, Liam, we're over an hour from kickoff, and they'd be huddled in their dressing rooms now, maybe watching the young ladies out in the field now who are putting on a spirited performance as well.
Yeah, currently Broncos 20-10 over the Warriors in the women's game beforehand.
Yeah, seeing a massive upset at our hands. But look, it's just the best time of year to be involved in rugby league, and I'm so glad that this game is here because I can't wait till tonight.
We like to focus on the footy, MG, here, and we have fun. But when there is a serious issue that warrants discussion, we address it. So straight off the top, we will hit on this. Sam Burgess tweeted out this afternoon, "I have not sexted anyone. I fully cooperated with the inquiry as I said I would. I have engaged lawyer Chris Murphy to pursue my remedies, and he has retained defamation lawyers." That was tweeted by Sam Burgess this afternoon.
Okay.
South Sydney released the following statement as well. "Based on a thorough review of the available evidence before it, the panel was not satisfied that any South Sydney player engaged in any actionable misconduct resulting in a breach of their NRL playing contract, the NRL rules, or the South Sydney Football Club Code of Conduct. The Rabbitohs have no further comment to make at this time." So, in short, Souths won't be punishing any of their players. They don't believe they've done anything wrong. Sam Burgess obviously feels he's been wronged by certain people who've spoken out against him.
So watch this space, in other words.
But we will move on, MG.
We will.
Because we have got a huge lineup tonight.
Well, it's been a massive week. We started with Cam Murray and Dale Finucane, Luke Lewis and Minnie will be joining us in the show tonight. Plus, we'll cross to the boys in Melbourne, which they'll paint a beautiful picture.
Absolutely. Heath Shaw from the Giants will join us to preview the two big AFL prelims from this weekend. Conor McGregor. He's back to his press conference best. We'll give you some of the audio from that presser this afternoon. But next, MG, we are going to cross to two of the Triple M NRL call team members, Ryan Girdler and Wendell Saylor, live at Amy Park down in Melbourne. What about this to get us going, MG?
Bit of Jimmy.
No second prize. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, MG, counting down the minutes until the first preliminary final, the Storm taking on the Sharks, kick off at 7:40, NRL prime time from 7 o'clock with Wendell Saylor, Dan Ganane, Ryan Girdler. It's going to be an absolute belter of a game, and it is with great pleasure, MG, that we do cross to those gentlemen, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, live at Amy Park. Gentlemen, what's it like in Melbourne at the moment?
Oh, good afternoon,
hey,
legends.
Boys.
Oh, this is a great time of the year to be involved in sport. Melbourne, obviously this precinct here, you know, AFL across the road, but more importantly, you've got the Storm and Sharks here. Beautiful weather today. It was about 13, 14 degrees when we were walking here, and there's such a good vibe for these Storm fans, but also there's a few Sharky fans who are ultra confident, as they should be, with their record down here.
Tumultuous week, Gerds, for the Sharkies in more ways than one, I suppose, with injuries and now Gals out. Then you look at the stats that the Storm of they win 82% of their time of their games when they're priced at $1.50 or under. They're $1.37 in this game.
Wow.
Which way do you see it going?
Yeah, short price favourites, aren't they? Great conditions down here. Lots of emotion involved in this one too, MG. Not just the fact that it's obviously a grand final qualifier, but it's Billy's last game, and that's going to carry a lot. Hoffman's made his way back onto the bench, so it's his last game in Melbourne Storm colours as well. So we know that the Melbourne Storm fans, they're going to show up in numbers tonight, and they really get behind their guys on these milestone occasions. And I guess you have to call it one of those, being those two absolute legends for the Storm's last game. So, you know, you throw that in with the fact that, yeah, the Sharks are missing some key personnel, and it's just hard to go past. And they had the week off, and they prepared better than any other team in the competition. So they sat back last week, and they watched the Panthers and the Sharks bash themselves, and then, you know, Monday morning, you know, they got in there, and all of a sudden they come up with a plan to beat the Sharkies, who were pretty average in that second half when they lost a few of their key players and almost got run down by the Panthers. So it's hard to see a different result tonight for the Sharkies fans.
Dell, did I hear you say you adopted the Brad Fittler tactic of walking from the hotel to the ground?
Oh, we caught a taxi halfway, and because it was so busy, I said to the producer, Charlie, and obviously Gerds, I said, guys, let's get out and just really take it in. So,
oh, I love
well,
it.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you a question now, Gerds. Now,
That's actually a lie. We had the angriest cab driver in Melbourne who said, and we're staying about 5Ks away. He said, I'm not going to the MCG. There's a big game on there tonight. And we said, well, just take us as close as you're going to get. He was rude. He was arrogant.
Yeah.
He didn't want the fare. I said, mate, we'll just sit here in the cab and do nothing.
Yeah.
And we're walking. So he finally took us. We had to jump out of the lights. Charlie got stuck in the front seat, almost caused an accident. It's been high drama.
He's actually nailed it right then. So I tried to paint the nice picture.
Yeah, no. Well, Gerds, what I wanted to know is Big Delicious is pretty conspicuous wherever he goes in Sydney and Brisbane.
Yeah.
How does he get noticed amongst the throng of supporters down there? Was he getting hit up on the walk to the ground?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, larger than life, Big Del. And especially when we got here to the stadium and you walk past the bars and all the different clubs, and especially the bars just outside the Amy Park here, you know, he's giving high fives and handshakes and hey bros. Yeah, he's larger than life character, our Del, and creates plenty of gets plenty of attention down
here. Yeah, they love me down here, boys.
He's global. Del, what about if the Storm is so short, how do the Sharks beat him tonight?
Well, I think, you know, they don't fall for what the Storm do. They don't get rattled by them. But, you know, to do that, I think you've got to have the personnel. And I reckon because no way Grand Paul Gallen, it makes it a bit tougher. Mate, they'll be going all right tonight, the Sharks, but I just think at the back end of the game, I just don't think they're going to have the players to get them home tonight.
All right, Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, you two and Dan Ganane will be taking over from 7 o'clock with Triple M NRL Primetime and then the full call from 7:40. Gentlemen, have a fantastic call.
Thank you, boys. Thanks for having us.
Adios, amigos.
Up next, MG, another superstar jumps in. Anthony Minicello from the Roosters.
I love Mini.
He's probably the best-looking bloke in league, wasn't he?
Best body, yeah.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Counting down the hours / minutes until this first preliminary final, the Storm taking on the Sharks at Amy Park. Your full coverage right here. And MG, we do the show thanks to our mates at Chemist Warehouse. It's the home of real brands and real savings. And right now you can grab AFL and NRL team fragrances from just $19.99 in those stores. And our next guest who joins us, well, he looked pretty good on the field, MG. And I reckon he would have smelled pretty good as well. I reckon he probably would have been rolling with one of these NRL team fragrances.
Oh, man, he's always smelling. He smells like roses.
We speak of Roosters, great. Anthony Minicello. Mini, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Mini, fantastic, mate. We really thank you for joining us tonight. We wanted to get your perspective on the Roosters and Rabbitohs game, which is a blockbuster tomorrow. You've played in many clashes against the Rabbitohs. Obviously Latrell's out, but I think the X factor tomorrow night is a bloke who's wearing your number, made famous by you, and that is the one and only James Tedesco. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Mate, I back that up, mate. MG, I think you're 100% spot on. I think his back end of the season, especially after Origin, has been outstanding. You know, this is his first semi-final series as well. You know, he's played in big games, obviously Origin games, and Brad Fittler medalist now, deservedly so, but huge game tomorrow night, huge game. The rivalry is the biggest one in the game. Souths will come to play, it's going to be very physical. But yeah, you know, when Teddy will come into the game, the way he's been playing around the ruck with some little combos, I think when you get Souths tired, and if we get them to that tired point with good completions, I think that's when he can run riot.
You know, one of the best things about this job, Liam, is even though I'm far removed from the game as a player, when you talk to players who are involved in big games like this, just talking to Minnie now about when he said this is the biggest rivalry in rugby league, I got goosebumps. I actually did. I got goosebumps, and I really can't wait for tomorrow night. Obviously, a massive game. Well, Cooper Cronk, Minnie, It's unbelievable how the transition for him and the Roosters has gone. I mean, at the start of the year, everyone thought, oh, man, they've bought a dud after a month. I mean, come on, this bloke is the legit.
He is, mate, 100%. You know, and, you know, when you look at the start of the season, yeah, we're definitely inconsistent. But it was a World Cup year as well, and that's always hard to get your pre-season right because the top players don't come back until January. So they don't have time to really hone their combinations at all, and especially with it, we had a whole new spine. You know, Teddy at fullback, that he has to get relationships with Cooper, Friendy, Luke Keary. Mm. So all those guys had to reacquaint themselves and try and build some combos. And that's hard to do within a month. You know, you can't possibly come out after a month and be killing it straight away. And that wasn't the case. So we've built into the season, we've tweaked a few things with our attack, and, you know, at the end of the 25 rounds, we end up minor premiers. And now the job is half done. You know, the job tomorrow night is to try and get the Rabbits, beat the Rabbits, and then move on to the grand final, hopefully.
Minnie, you played more footy than most at Allianz Stadium or Sydney Football Stadium. It's set to be torn down in a couple of months' time. Do you get anything? Have you put your name on a souvenir from the stadium? Have
a chair
you
or
claimed
something?
Anything?
It's funny you should say that because I've been getting a lot of questions about that this week. And it is, I didn't know the stat until about a month ago when I got told, and it's actually a privilege to have that record. I didn't know I played that many games there and scored that many tries. So, I'm definitely campaigning for a statue on the new stadium. What do you think?
mate, come on, as if it's a given. It's a bloody given.
Well, I mean, it's a nice time of year for Minnie as well. I was at an NRL finals lunch this afternoon, MG, that Minnie was at.
I told you, within 6 feet, mate. Stay within six.
And it's nice time for Minnie when the Roosters are going so well because it just means that he gets invited to a lot of these things. I saw him being handed a nice little envelope on the way out from whoever was organising the event.
Mate, that was a menu, brother. That was the menu. Come on.
Anthony Milanicello, Roosters legend, thank you for your time. Good luck to your team tomorrow night. It is set to be an absolute ripper.
I appreciate it, boys.
And just to clarify for the ATO, if they were listening in, Minnie wasn't actually handed an envelope.
That was a validation of his parking.
MG, Heath Shaw set to join us very shortly. He's going to preview. There's two big games of AFL happening this weekend. Tonight, the Tigers v Collingwood, they're going to get 100,000 plus just across the road from Amy Park tonight. That'll be massive. And then tomorrow over in Perth, West Coast taking on the Melbourne Demons. Heath Shaw will talk us through both those games. But now is the time, MG. 133353. Jared in Alfords Point is our carryover champion.
Oh, Jared.
If you want to win your way onto MG's NRL Grand Final couch at the start, what is it, you ask? Well, it is the best seat in the house for you and five mates. NRL Grand Final, you'll be sitting right in front of the LED mega screen. You'll get food and drinks brought to you so you won't have to get up at any stage.
You'll be treated as kings.
You'll be treated as kings. In order to win that, you need to defeat Jared in our trivia contest, 133353. We'll see who finally wins MG's NRL couch at the star next.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Liam Flanagan here as well. We are 1 hour and 12 minutes away from kickoff in the first preliminary final tonight between the Sharks and the Storm, MG.
Oh, and counting.
Triple M NRL primetime from 7 o'clock with Dan Ganay and Ryan Girdler and Wendell Saley, your call team for tonight's call. MG, if anybody out there has missed it, the Conor McGregor press conference.
Oh, yeah.
We are going to be bringing you...
It's gone to a next level.
Oh, I love him. I'm so glad he's back and ready to have another fight because he is one of the great entertainers.
Well, he's up against a weapon in Khabib, so be careful what you wish for.
You know more about this than me. I need you to educate me on it. But, MG, it is time to finally... We've been getting to this point all week. MG's NRL Grand Final couch at the Star. It's basically the best seat in the house. You and five mates on a couch right in front of the LED mega screen in their 24/7 sports bar. You'll have food and drinks brought to you throughout the game. NRL Grand Final Day is a ripping prize. Live large and loud at the Stars 24/7 sports bar. That's the next best thing to being at the game. And even if you don't win this or you're just listening and you don't have plans NRL Grand Final Day, get to the Stars 24/7 sports bar.
Great atmosphere.
Great place to watch. All right, MG, bring in our contestants.
Jared, our carryover champion. Good afternoon, son.
Good afternoon, MG. How are you, mate?
How are you feeling, more importantly?
Look, I'm feeling the pressure. You know, I've won the last two nights. I can't blow it on the final stage, so...
I agree. Good luck, mate, as we welcome your contestant in, Daniel from Acacia Gardens. Dan, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Mate, beautiful spot there near Quakers Hill. How are you going this afternoon?
Yeah, good, thanks. Just a bit nervous. Hopefully I get the win.
Okay, well.
The way it works, gentlemen, your names are your buzzers. When MG asks the question, the first person to buzz in will obviously get the right to answer. If they get it wrong, the other person will get the chance to steal. Test your buzzers for me, Daniel.
Daniel.
Jared.
Jared.
Beautiful to see they're still working. All right, MG, fire away.
Here we go, boys. Good luck. Who won this year's Wally Lewis medal?
Daniel.
Daniel in first.
Is James Tedesco.
Jared, the steal, Jared.
For the star and you and five mates.
Oh, no, I know who it is.
Is it Kalen Ponga?
I can't believe it. We've got a tiebreaker.
We have to go to a new question. Now, this is going to be fun because, truthfully, we didn't have a tiebreaker question ready. So, MG.
Yes, I've got one.
Hit us with one.
Which Cronulla Shark forward was ruled out yesterday?
Daniel.
Jared.
Daniel was in first.
Paul Gallen.
No! That is heartbreaking stuff for Jared. Jared, consolation prize, mate. We are going to invite you along and a mate to our Mad Tuesday event, October 2nd. My heart breaks for you, but Jared.
Well done, brother.
Sorry, not Jared, Daniel.
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 Oh, mate, Daniel's just, mate, he's just pooed his pants. Come on.
Daniel, congratulations. You and five mates are going to have the best seat in the house right in front of the LED mega screen. NRL Grand Final day at the Star. Congratulations, Dan.
Awesome, guys. Thanks a lot for that. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, brother.
No worries, thanks.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Jared.
Jared, you're
this close.
I
really wanted Jared to win.
You're this close.
I mean, I'm glad Dan won as well, but
No, you're not.
Hey, Heath Shaw from the Giants will join us next to preview this weekend's AFL prelims. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Just a score update from the women's Holden Premiership match that's going on at the moment.
Looks like it's just finished, actually. The Broncos have prevailed.
Just a touch over 4 minutes to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 32-10. Broncos still, the game is as all but over, MG.
I think, we can say that the ladies from the Brisbane Broncos are in the grand final.
Very, very strong side, this Broncos outfit. They have demolished the Warriors, but we are counting down the minutes, a touch over an hour away from the Sharks Storm kicking off. And, MG, some heartbreaking news for the Bunnies as well. Yeah. Jace Clark going to miss tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, poor bugger off to the Super League next year. He's been the heart and soul of the Rabbitohs for many years, and I'm sure he'll be. The players will have him in the back of their mind as they take to the field.
Yeah, rolled ankle will keep Jason Clark out of tomorrow night's game. And if the Bunnies don't get up, as you say, that is his storied career at the Rabbitohs, a junior, that he's done, which would be a heartbreaking way for him to go out, and no doubt the Rabbitohs will have some extra motivation to get the win tomorrow over the Roosters.
Well said. Handy replacement in Totola as well.
Mm. Massive, massive game of footy tonight. Sharks taking on the Storm at Amy Park. We'll have the live kickoff right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M from 7:40. But MG, right across the street, there is expected to be 100,000 people gathering to see the Tigers take on the Magpies in what will be one of the biggest games in Melbourne footy history.
What a time to have a food truck, eh?
Well, I'm not sure if our next guest has a food truck, but I'm sure he's...
Oh, he might.
He's invested in it. Heath Shaw from the Giants, former Collingwood Magpies player. Heather, do you own a food truck? Do you own some sort of food vendor service down in Melbourne?
I don't, mate, but don't worry. I had a couple of 200 club tickets that a few Collingwood people requested for me to give them tonight. So I think you're spot on. It's going to be a packed house, and it's going to be a good game.
Tribalism in AFL is unbelievable. Basically, you're born with a membership as a kid. You're encouraged to be a member of your club from a very early age, and as a code in NRL, we can only dream of playing finals in front of 100,000 people, and some club games even get up around 80 or 90. What's it like being out the middle of that furnace?
I think the preliminary final is probably the best atmosphere. I know that sounds silly, that the grand final atmosphere isn't as good as a prelim, but prelim is where all the supporters get tickets to and get access to tickets, whereas there's probably about 15,000 more corporates go to the grand final, so the diehards will be there tonight, and no doubt they would have been lining up pretty early this morning to get their tickets or get their seats. So it's just so loud. It's something like you have to sort of wave your arms in the air. You can't really talk to your teammate unless you're right next to them. The atmosphere is huge, and whether you're on the winning team or the losing team, to be involved in that, it's pretty special.
Does the old Collingwood feelings come out in you? You've been at GWS for a while now, but the emotions, you've won a premiership with this club, do the emotions for Collingwood come back out?
Yeah, the emotions barracking for Richmond tonight, that's what that is. I've still got some good mates at Collingwood, and I want to see them do really well. A lot of my family, obviously, born up around that club, and a lot of history there, so I love to see them go well, but... yeah, as I said, mate, I'll be cheering on the Tigers tonight.
When you say that's an interesting what you just said about can't hearing things. We heard Angus Crichton, who's got a bad voice at the moment. He can't kind of yell out to his players on the field because of some bug he's been struck down with. So he's had to use hand signals to relate to players. When you're in front of that 100,000 capacity crowd, what are some of the things you do to get your co-teammates' attention?
Oh, yeah, mate, I'm the... bit of a lunatic on the field at the best of days, but I'm just waving my arms in the air, and there is that signals that you have with your teammates, and you sort of can point and direct, and they sort of know what you're talking about. Like you see, like with the cricket, you know, when you got an outfielder who's way out, you can sort of the captain is usually directing him certain ways. So the atmosphere tonight will be huge, and two massive clubs and probably the two biggest supporter places in the AFL, with Richmond and Collingwood at the MCG. And as you said, the Sharks and the Storm are across the road, so there's another 25,000-30,000 people in that little precinct. It's going to be mayhem.
I'd love to see a heat map of Australia tonight at about 8 o'clock. I reckon that little precinct of the world down in Melbourne would be lit up no matter where you put it. Heater, give us a tip. Who wins tonight? What's the margin? Who do you reckon is going to be the best on ground?
I'm tipping Richmond. I think it'll be close. I think at halftime it'll be probably level. And then I think Richmond by 26 points. A few goals there. Best on ground, I think the captain, Trent Cotchin, he's sort of been building throughout the year, and his last sort of month, even though they played a couple of games, has been pretty solid. But as a good captain does, you lead by example, and he'll marshal the troops tonight.
Where are you watching the game from, brother?
A few of the boys might head down to one of the local pubs in Paddington that show the AFL. So we might have a little Palmer and watch the footy together, because as much as I don't want to really watch it, it's a big atmosphere, it's a big game, and it's a prelim final, so why not?
I'll tell you what, you might be struggling to get them to change the channel from the Melbourne Storm to the Sharkies game in Paddington, mate.
Yeah, maybe, but we've got some big boys in our team. I was waiting for
that. And you've got your crutches still, so let's, you know.
Yes, that's a lethal weapon.
Heater, very quickly before we let you go, quick tip, Melbourne taking on West Coast tomorrow in what it will be a packed Optus Stadium. They'll have 60,000 there easy. Who do you like in that one?
I like the Eagles, home ground advantage. I think Darling and Kennedy and a few of their guys have been injured. Getting another couple of weeks of training under their belt has helped them. So I think they'll get over Melbourne by a couple of goals. But Melbourne have been in some great form, and no doubt that'll be a cracking game as well.
And of course, lastly, have you got any good mail for us for Rose Hill Races tomorrow?
Rose Day.
Well, yeah, the Rose. I'm actually going out there tomorrow. So I've got my good mate Kieran McAvoy on the Autumn Sun, so I'm going to be backing him in. But the week after, I went and had a photo with Ace High yesterday, and it bit me on the arm, so I think that's a feisty horse, and I think that'll win.
Well, my dad's name's Ace, so I'm on it.
Beautiful.
Hey, Shaw from the GWS Giants, thank you for your time, and happy punting this spring carnival, and we look forward to seeing you back out on the track once you recover from that injury.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
But of course, remember to gamble responsibly, everybody who is having a flutter. MG, and that goes to all those people that are joining us, you and I, tomorrow afternoon out at Rosehill Gardens in our private suite.
How exciting.
It's going to be fun. Actually, if you're not already following us on our Instagram, at RushHourMMM, jump on, because MG, we might have to do a few story updates.
Oh, definitely.
We'll have a little syndicate going, keep you posted on how we're travelling.
I might give my best bets.
MG's best bets. Well, I do need your insight on something else, MG, because you love your UFC.
I love it.
You're right into it.
Yes, and today, the press conference was ballistic.
Well, some Conor McGregor magic next. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, 8 minutes away from Triple M NRL primetime. That'll start live from Amy Park. Dan Ganay and Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and then it's just 40 minutes from there until kickoff between the Sharks and the Storm. MG, very quickly, you're sticking with your tips?
Yes, I am. Storm and Rabbits look tonight for a bit of value in first try scorer, either Munster or Latelli, both paying over $20.
And what about tomorrow night? Are you sticking with the Bunnies over the Roosters?
I am, in a tight one.
Okay.
Maybe a field goal.
All right, MG, we're going to go into the world of UFC very briefly because this man is back. Conor McGregor returns. Explain what this bout is and why it's so significant.
Big announcement today at Radio City Music Hall in New York, billing this next fight as the biggest fight in UFC history. Khabib Nurmagomedov from Russia. He's the lightweight champ up against the best trash talker since Muhammad Ali in Ireland's Conor McGregor.
Oh.
And honestly, I can't wait for it. This is going to be something massive.
Well, I want you to explain to me why it's going to be so big and who wins and why.
Yep.
But Conor McGregor, you mentioned his trash talking. It's second to none. Here are just some of the very brief highlights, and there were so many to choose from that press conference today.
It went for an hour and a half.
It went for an hour and a half. Here's some of Conor.
I came back for the love of fighting and the love of war, and this I am going to truly, truly love, putting a bad, bad beating on this little glass jaw rat.
From the two of you, could we get an official prediction on the fight?
Domination. His head bouncing off the canvas.
Do you have a round in mind?
As long as it takes. I believe one. He's a glass jaw. My Chechen friends, the Vainaki soldiers, they told me that they have chicken jaws in Dagestan. And I believe them because I know a glass jaw when I see one.
If you thought there that Conor was kind of slurring his words a bit, well, he was. He's got his own whiskey out and he was drinking whiskey on stage. He would have had six shots while he's sitting there talking to Nurmagomedov. His background is wrestling. He's 26-0. He's basically a boa constrictor who suffocates his opponents. And once he has his opponents in his grasp, he can't get rid of him. Well, Conor McGregor, he stands and trades. And it's a fascinating of fights make styles make fights.
We got to go, MG. Triple M NRL Primetime next.
Oh, I can't wait for this. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.
The rush hour is about to hit the showers, smelling good.